For people who might not be familiar with you, your testimony, and what this book is all about, introduce yourself.
Okay. Wow. I'll begin at the beginning. No, I won't.
I was born and
yes, at a very young age. You know, Josh, I've been doing this kind of work, the aspect of researching and wrestling and trying to understand global transformation really since the early 1990s. And I grew up on a grain farm. I live in the Canadian prairies. I could never have foreseen myself doing what I'm doing today if you would have asked me 30 years ago. And back in the early 1990s, I was working for a senior citizens healthcare program. It was a community-run program to help elderly people stay in their homes with private assistance and social programming. And my board of directors, wonderful people, were mostly made up of members of the Eastern Star, Freemasonry, or one of the other affiliated lodges in our community. And back then, I was asked to join the lodge. And you know, Josh, I never did join Freemasonry. I wasn't interested in more meetings. I had meetings coming out the wazoo already. And so I wasn't interested, flat out. And I didn't know anything about the lodge. I mean, this is early 1990s. And finally, a couple of my board members took me out for a supper meeting. And I related this in other areas, and they were grilling me why I wasn't joining the lodge. And I would ask them, are you about politics? No, we're not about politics. Are you about religion? No, we're not about religion. And we'd already gone through all of this at one point or another, probably a couple of times. And so what are you guys about? We're about making good men better. Well, so what? Whip-de-doo. I mean, right. Really? And that presupposes I'm good to begin with? But let me tell you, I wasn't buying it. I just wasn't buying it. And so finally, one of them said to me, Carl, we are not Satanists. I'm like, where did that come from?
Were you Why already a Christian at this time?
Oh, yes. And I was wondering, where did this come from? Why would you say something like that? What prompted you? I mean, Josh, the warning bells are going off in the back of my mind. And like, it was a cacophony of warning bells. Just like, where did this come from? I mean, yeah. Can you imagine you're trying to sell me, let's say you're a car salesman. I'm not interested in your product. And you think you're going to cinch the deal by saying we're not Satanists. That just doesn't work. And so, you know, I didn't know there were books written about the subject, and there weren't many at the time. I didn't know that there were people who were speaking out on Freemasonry. I didn't know any of that. This is before the time, probably about a year or two, three years before the age of the internet really coming out into the public. And so I just did what I felt right, and I went looking for their own works of philosophy and history and their monitors, and I worked to unpack it myself. And from that point on, by the mid-1990s, I had already traveled a dozen different rabbit trails, because that's where those studies take you, down all kinds of rabbit trails to try to understand, all right, how does the world work? And the two things that really struck me with Freemasonry that were problems for Christians, one was religious universalism, that we're all going to bend our knee to the same God around the same altar. It doesn't matter if you call him Allah or if what you call him, Krishna, or Yahweh, doesn't matter. And then the other one was perfectibility, that we're going to perfect ourselves through the work of the lodge, through the rituals of the lodge. And those are two things that really just glaringly stuck out why, as a Christian, I couldn't even consider being a part of the lodge. But I was diving into the political elements by the mid-1990s, into social elements, into the green movement. And by 1997, I was asked to help an author in the U.S., Gary Kaw, write his book, The New World Religion. And from that point on, this is what I've been doing. I've been doing this full time, helping other authors, helping other lecturers and researchers to do the boots on the ground research, give them the information, give them the data, and help them pull things together. And along the way, and I have no formal training. Here's the thing, Josh, I have no formal training in any of this, okay? I'm just a farm boy, all right? And but that's who God uses, you know, regular people, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And so I did the only thing I knew how to do, and I figured, well, you go to where these events are happening. You go to where these to where the world visionaries are setting the stage. You go where the agendas are being discussed. And so from 1997 on, I've been boots on the ground, probably 35, 40, maybe a little bit more, different types of organizations and events and forums and meetings, embedding myself with different organizations. And so along the way, I've gone to the United Nations. I was a part of a couple of different UN events. I've been involved in a number of global governance and World Federalist events, major interfaith events like the, it just came back from the Parliament of World Religions in November, cultural events like Burning Man. The list goes on and on, pagan gatherings. And so I guess my specialty is I'm kind of an accidental researcher. And I go in places that nobody else has gone or even has really considered going. And primarily because that was the only way I could kind of figure out, all right, how do you get as close to the source in terms of the information as possible? My job has been to disseminate that, analyze it, and now communicate it.
That's fantastic. And so for those who are wondering, what can they expect from Game of Gods? And if they want to pick it up, if they're already sold and they want to get this book right now, where can they go? What's the easiest place?
Oh, definitely Amazon. Amazon Prophecy Watchers is also carrying it right now, too. So there's another venue that way. I have a website, gameofgods.ca. You can order it through that. But as soon as you click the link to order it, it goes straight to Amazon. And that is definitely the easiest way to do it. What can they expect? Well, they can expect 1,800 footnotes. Exactly, 1,800 footnotes. That's the one thing I did, Josh, is I overkilled on the documentation. And as people go through the documentation, and I hope they do, even if they don't read it all, it doesn't matter. Go through it, look at it, glance at it. I think they're going to realize that the documentation is pretty tight. It's pretty solid. I've done a lot of, golly, I've done two and a half decades now of pulling that documentation together. And so the documentation is really important. And you know, without that solid documentation, I wouldn't have felt comfortable tackling the topics that I did.
Fantastic. And so there was a couple things you mentioned, and I'm curious about this. Your research into secret societies such as Freemasonry, do you see similarities between those types of organizations and then others that you've visited, like the UN and more out in the open established thing, or even things in the technocracy movement, or even like Burning Man, things like that?
Yeah, you know, and it took me a while as I wrestled through all these what seemed to be divergent movements, divergent themes. It took me a while to wrestle through and kind of come down to commonalities. And this is going to sound really basic, Josh, and it is really basic. But, you know, it's the basics that matter.
Because that's
right. it's from that foundation that we can build on other things. And so the bottom line was I found that there was three elements in play, or three main themes in play between all of this. Mm-hmm. First, it's our desire to be as God. It's our desire to be like God. It's our desire to have that divine ascension, to be masters. And this is the second part, to be masters of meaning and destiny. We're the ones that determine meaning and destiny. And then third, what's the point of all of the above? What's the point of being as God? What's the point of determining our meaning and destiny? Well, it's simple. It's building heaven on earth. We're going to construct it in our image, in our vision, and the power we find in our unity. And that really is the commonality all the way through. I didn't really pull that together, or didn't really communicate it or verbalize it until the very last page of my book was done. And I was wrestling with, all right, how do I encapsulate in one sentence what the book is about, and really what all these divergent points are about, what all these seemingly sometimes conflicting ideologies and conflicting movements, because sometimes they are conflicting, they are at war with each other. And because I wanted to be able to put things right down to a bullet point. And that's hard to do with 570 pages, is make a single bullet point. And I this wasn't me. I didn't come up with this. I was driving home from church literally the day before we hit the send button to Amazon. And this thought hit me. And I believe it was the spirit that prompted it. And it's basically this, and just what I shared with you. Humanity has three great desires: to be as God, to be masters of meaning and destiny, to build heaven on earth. And that is this story.